Hey, it's Movie Bonfire. We're back again. Two in a row. Can you believe it? This one is kind of like back old school, like we used to do, where we talk about DVD releases. A recent DVD release is The Watchmen. And Bracken and I
think
both
it's just called Watchmen.
Saw it, loved
it. Is it The Watchmen or Watchmen?
Watchmen.
I believe it's...
just Watchmen?
Yeah, I don't know.
But then, I haven't seen it. You're the expert.
It sounds like... tell me more about it, Bracken.
Well... why I love this movie is it kind of came out of nowhere for me. Like, I've always been a fan of the comic book movies, but The Watchmen is so off pace with the other ones because the characters are so different than your normal run-of-the-mill Batman or some dude that dresses up like an animal, you know?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
A spider, insect, whatever. But these are, like, really intense characters, and they really delve into them because they spend quite a bit of time, especially with Rorschach. That's my favorite character.
Yeah.
And they really delve into him, and I really became invested in his story, which, like, none of the other ones really made me do. Like, Batman, he just talked gruff, and that was... I didn't really care. Joker was fantastic in that one, but...
you know, I'm going to agree with you, because I think that this is a story, this is a comic book story that's very adult. I mean, this is not a comic book movie for kids. This is a rated R movie, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I like the setup. I really liked how it started. I liked this idea of what would happen to the world if superheroes were real, and how would the world actually react, and that they're kind of corrupt. These superheroes are not exactly like on the straight and narrow. At least some of them aren't.
Right.
I loved the way that music was used in the film to introduce them. I really just got caught up in that first sequence when they kind of go through the history of how the Watchmen first formed, and then they evolve into another incarnation of them,
mm-hmm.
and then another.
Yeah, that opening sequence to, what was it, to Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changing?
Yeah, yeah.
That is a fantastic sequence to opening to a film.
And I feel like that this, I don't know this if this is true or not, but I feel like the director or the writer or whoever made this movie...
Zack Snyder.
...made the movie that they wanted to make. They didn't bow down to, like, we have to make this comic book movie for the masses. They're like, we're gonna have a rape scene in this comic book movie where the rapist is a comic book hero. I mean, this is on the edge.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely, that's what another thing I like about them. These heroes are not clean cut as in, you know, I'm all good all the time or I'm all bad all the time. It's like, you know, some of them, they've got faults and they may be kind of a good guy mostly, but,
yeah.
You know, at times they're just, you know, real people, which really draws you into their story.
The thing that I could look at that I didn't understand was... it seems like there's a different level of what... I couldn't really figure out what a couple of the superheroes, what their powers were. Like, I know that Rorschach has this mask on his face, but I don't... and he's kind of tough. But I didn't really know... he can, like, jump around on the buildings. I didn't really know what he could do. The comedian, I didn't really know what his power was. The only one you can really tell is Dr. Manhattan. And his mm-hmm. power is so, like, you know, over-the-top enormous. He's basically a god. I think he becomes a god, basically, in the movie. So, that's kind of odd. Like, we have... I forgot what the girl superhero's name is.
Miss Hotness?
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah,
and
she's delicious.
The owl guy has a pretty cool ship, but they don't fly or anything. That one guy who's like the... they have one that's like supposed to be the most smartest man on Earth.
Right.
And I guess that's his power, but he doesn't... they don't... maybe you can tell me, like, do they have other powers? Because I didn't... the only one I could tell had a power was maybe Rorschach and maybe... and definitely Dr. Manhattan, but the other ones I was like, they're just dressed up in a suit.
Yeah, except they were, like ridiculously good at fighting and,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
really strong. But, yeah, the smartest guy was also the fastest guy, right? Like, he was fast that he could catch a bullet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, but other than that, you're right. You don't really tell, you know, do they have a superpower? Like, Rorschach is, like, psychotic? Is that his power? I don't know. But they all seem to be, like, super strong is kind of what I gathered.
Yeah.
Like, in every fight sequence, they're just, like, kicking everybody's arses. But other than that, yeah, I didn't see anything supernatural about it.
Why was the comedian the same comedian from 1940, and he was the same guy in 1983, but the other ones had to, like, they retired and, like, got replaced by a new one? Like, was that her daughter? I think
maybe
if they just retire, they can just say, okay, you do it. You're my daughter.
Well, I think what it was just two different generations of heroes. You had the originals that started it all, and then their kids.
But was the comedian the same comedian that died...
yeah.
He dies right at the beginning of the movie, so I'm not giving anything away, but...
yeah.
It's the same comedian that we see in the photograph from the past, right?
Right. I'm pretty sure he was the original.
I wanted to find out about those other guys, like the Mothman and the guy who went to Insane Asylum. I'm like, I know all the shit is probably in this graphic novel. Like, it's probably all explained out, and it made me want to read this book because I could tell, like, as watching this movie, I'm like, this is a big overarching drama story soap opera that is a lot bigger than what I'm seeing in this movie. So it made me want to know more about it.
Yeah. Well, from what I hear, though, they stayed really, really true to the comic book series.
Really?
As far as in the main focus of the movie, like, where that happened in the comic book, they were really true to how it happened. Mm. So I think that was another thing that made it a big success for me.
How long is this movie?
It's over two.
It's over two.
Yeah. 215, 220, something.
And when did it come out on DVD?
Within a couple weeks, I think.
I saw it twice in the theater because it was so good.
All right.
Loved it.
I'll have to see it.
What do you think?
I'd see it. I like 300. Right. I like Zack Snyder. I liked his remake of Dawn of the Dead. That's the one he remade?
Did he do that one?
The one in the mall?
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead?
That was Dawn of the Dead, yeah.
I like his directing style, so
I mean, visually, this movie just kicks ass.
Oh,
you can tell, like, every single frame this movie's poured over. They have polished every single aspect of the way everything looks in this movie. It's, you know, it looks perfect.
And the soundtrack is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have the soundtrack and the score.
Yeah. Nice.
It's very good.
Yeah. It's really good.
Alright. So,
I haven't liked the movie.
What's your grade?
Oh, grade. I would give this one probably an A, because I haven't liked a movie since this one as much.
Huh.
So, yeah, I would definitely give it an A.
I'm going to give it a B. I liked it more than I thought. I'm a little disappointed that the somewhat middling reviews that came out when the movie came out made me not go see the movie.
Mm.
And that kind of pisses me off because I saw it on DVD, I saw it on my TV at home. I kind of wish I could have seen it in the theater because would have been better.
Definitely.
So I'm a little pissed that I listened to the reviews. So don't listen to the reviews. If you like a movie by its preview, go see it.
Yeah, only listen to Movie Bonfire.
Yeah, only our reviews are true.